So today the base is not open, so I'm able to be here with you since I don't have to be on duty today. But it's very wonderful for us to really reflect on the end, right? We're always scared of the end because it seems like to be always beyond our comprehension, our understanding, as well as our control. But all of us have our own expiration date that we don't know, right? And sometimes we allow other people to tell when the expiration date is going to be, and no one knows, and no one has the power except for God. So it's important for us to not only begin well, but end everything well, right? Because this is not a sprint where we run our heart out and then just kind of drop off. Because we're tired, but we give up because of other things. Slowly we have to adjust ourselves so that the grace of God continues to be at work within us. I remember when I was in the seminary, our rector at that time, he was Monsignor Michael Duca, and then he became Bishop when I was at my last year there. But he would always remind us that, you know, it's important, seminarian, that you do not just begin well, but end your semester well. Because by this time, everybody is checking out, trying to get ready for their finals and then go home for the holidays. And it's important for us too. The holidays come, and today is Black Friday. A lot of people are worrying about what deals am I gonna get? Or this, I was driving up to the church and the line near the Elevate lamppost was so long. And I go like, if the line to church was that long, wouldn't it be better, you know? So sometimes our priorities are at the wrong places and for the wrong purpose. And I saw a meme this morning that actually said the only Black Friday that earned us eternal salvation was Good Friday. When the whole heaven, when the whole earth was darkened and it seems like there's no tomorrow. But on that very Black Friday, we learned what it means to be loved because the Son of God died for us. This is what the Mass is about. And as the whole world out there is worrying about Black Friday and all about the things of this world, we're calling to ourselves, what does this mean for me as a Catholic to live out the Friday of Mercy? The Friday as we're about to end our own liturgical year. What does this mean for me to live out that mercy of God within my life? So that the Word of God continues to live within me, continues to take root and continues to flourish within me. My brothers and sisters, working as a military chaplain, I see a lot of hopelessness within our young people, with all good intentions, with all well intentions, and they're trying their best to be the best that they can according to what the military is asking of them. But it is very important for us not only to grow up, but to take deeper roots. If we don't know our deeper roots, what's going to happen? It's like building a building higher and higher, and it seems all nice, but unless the foundation is good, when the storms of life come, hopelessness kicks in, despair kicks in, and a lot of things fall apart. So it's important for our young people as we try to encourage them not only to grow with the blessings that God has given them, but also to take deeper roots in Christ. This is who we are at Catholic. To grow, to use the blessings, the gifts God has given us, and to abide by Him by taking deeper roots in Him. So as we celebrate the last Friday of our own liturgical year and begin for Advent, let us take on all of this uh, things that are going on in our society right now, going on in our life right now, and saying, Lord, how can I bring to completion the work that you have begun in me?